Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you all alive?
Er I live?
Oh, this is wonderful. This is great.
Det er underligt.
It's great to see all of you today.
Dejligt at se alle sammen.
For some of those of you who do not know who I am,
for dem af jer, der ikke ved, hvem jeg er,
I am an American cowboy living in Sweden.
Så jeg er en amerikansk cowboy, som lever I Sverige.
So, jeg snakker lidt norsk og dansk og svensk. Halleluja.
Snakker lidt norsk, dansk og svensk. Halleluja.
So, you can talk to me in whatever you want.
Du kan snakke til mig på hvad sprog du ønsker.
And if you speak a little Spanish, I speak a little Spanish.
Og hvis du taler lidt spansk, så gør jeg det også.
And I grew up in Arizona.
Jeg voksede op I Arizona.
And I grew up with cowboys and Indians.
Jeg voksede op sammen med cowboys og indianere.
My best friends were American Indians.
Min bedste venner, de var amerikanske indianere.
That's because I am part American Indian.
Det fordi jeg selv delvis indianer.
But when I was 14 years old,
da jeg var 14 år gammel,
I did not want to be a cowboy anymore.
Så ønskede jeg ikke længere være en cowboy.
I wanted to be a hippie.
Så ønskede jeg være en hippie.
And the hippies, we used to go peace, baby.
Og vi ønsker, eller vi plejer at gøre det her peace, baby.
And it was I wanted rock and roll.
Jeg elskede rock and roll.
I wanted to find truth.
Jeg ønskede at finde sandheden.
And so I began to figure out what truth really was.
Så begyndte jeg at tænke over hvad egentlig sandhed.
Truth to me was something that you couldn't change.
Sandhed for mig var noget, som du ikke kunne forandre.
Because people had lied to me.
Fordi mennesker, de har løjet over for mig.
I put my trust in certain things, and they weren't real.
Jeg havde tillid til nogle bestemte ting, som jeg opdagede ikke var der var ikke realiteter I.
So I began a search in life for truth.
Så jeg begyndte at søge I mit liv for sandheden.
Truth had to be something that could not change.
Sandheden måtte være noget, som ikke kunne forandres.
It had to be something that was real.
Noget som var der var realiteter I.
And so I began to experiment with all kinds of religions.
Så begyndte jeg at eksperimentere med alle mulige former for religion.
I had someone tried to convert me to be a Muslim.
Der var en som prøvede at overbevise mig om at blive muslim.
I had a girlfriend at the time who was a Hindu.
Så havde jeg en kæreste som var hindu.
I had friends who were Mormons.
Jeg havde venner som var mormoner.
I was rather confused when I was 16 years old.
Og jeg blev faktisk ret forvirret da jeg var 16 år gammel.
Went into the drug culture.
Så gik jeg ind I narkotikakulturen.
When I was 19 years old.
Da jeg var 19 år gammel.
I had done pretty much everything I had wanted to do.
Så havde jeg gjort stort set alt det jeg ønsker at gøre.
I had come from a cowboy family.
Jeg kom som en for en cowboyfamilie.
But I had experienced life in many different levels.
Men jeg havde oplevet livet på mange forskellige niveauer.
When I was 19 years old.
Og da jeg var 19 år gammel.
I decided that maybe living wasn't such a good thing.
Så overvejede jeg at livet var måske ikke så en god ting alligevel.
One night I cried out.
Og en nat aften der råbte jeg.
I had prayed before but nothing had happened.
Jeg havde bedt før men der var ikke sket noget.
But this time when I prayed.
Men denne gang da jeg bad.
I prayed like this.
Jeg bad på den her måde.
God, if you're real.
Gud, hvis du til.
If you're really real.
Hvis du virkelig til.
You're going to have to show yourself to me now.
Så må du åbenbare dig selv for mig nu.
Because if you don't.
Hvis du ikke gør det.
I don't want to live much longer.
Så ønsker jeg ikke at leve ret meget længere.
Immediately.
Øjeblikkelig.
Something came.
Så kom der noget.
And I heard the voice.
Og jeg hørte en stemme.
Not the voice of demons, not the voice of weird things.
Ikke dæmoners røst eller skøre mærkelige ting.
But I heard love.
Men kærlighed.
For the first time in my life.
For det første gang I mit liv.
And I asked him, "What should I do?"
Og jeg spurgte, hvad skal jeg gøre?
He said, "Go home."
Gå hjem.
And when you're home, I'll tell you what to do.
Og når du kommer hjem, så skal jeg fortælle dig, hvad du skal gøre.
Now I haven't lived with my parents for 5 years.
Jeg har ikke været sammen og levet sammen med mine forældre I 5 år.
My dad was a big cowboy.
Min far, han var en rigtig cowboy.
And I had hair all the way down here.
Og jeg havde hår helt vejen ned til bagdelen.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Vidunderligt.
So when I went home,
da jeg kom hjem,
my father met me at the train.
Så mødte min far mig ved togstationen.
He was nice.
Han var venlig.
That was a miracle.
Det var et mirakel i sig selv.
And then he drove me into the middle of the town.
Så kørte han mig ind i midten af byen.
And he pulled in front of a friseur.
Så kørte han mig ind foran en frisør.
He looked at me.
Og så han på mig.
I looked at him.
Jeg så på ham.
And the friseur looked at me.
Og frisøren så på mig.
He had never seen an alien creature like this.
Han har aldrig set en alien skabning som mig.
And when I walked in the door,
og da jeg gik ind gennem døren,
he backed up because he was afraid I was going to rob him.
Så bakkede han sådan tilbage, for han var bange for, at jeg skulle røve ham.
But I went and sat in the chair.
Men jeg satte mig ned i stolen.
And my father said to him,
og så sagde min far,
cut it all off.
Skær det hele af.
In 3 minutes,
i løbet af 3 minutter,
I looked like a bald man. Hallelujah.
Så så jeg ud som en skaldet mand.
And this hair cutter was one of the happiest men I have ever seen.
Og denne frisør, han var en af de gladeste folk jeg nogensinde har set.
That night I'm sitting in my bedroom.
Den aften så sad jeg på mit værelse.
I said, okay, I did what you said and I lost my hair.
Så sagde jeg til Gud, jeg gjorde hvad du sagde, men jeg har mistet mit hår.
Then that wonderful presence of love came in the room.
Så oplevede den her vidunderlige nærhed af kærlighed
kom ind. And I believe he said,
og jeg oplever han sagde,
ask whatever you will.
Bed om det, hvad end du vil.
And I said, okay, I don't believe in Jesus.
Så sagde jeg, jeg tror ikke på Jesus.
But if you are Jesus,
men hvis du ønsker Jesus,
get me a Bible first thing tomorrow morning.
Så lad mig få en bibel som det første i morgen tidlig.
Because my family wasn't Christian.
Min familie var ikke kristne.
So next morning I'm having breakfast.
Til morgenmad næste dag.
My mom brings a small package to me.
Så bringer min mor mig sådan en lille pakke.
I get nervous.
Jeg begynder at blive lidt nervøs.
I open it up.
Jeg åbner den op.
It was my grandmother's Bible.
Det var min bedstemors bibel.
She had gone to be with Jesus.
Hun var taget hjem til Jesus.
And my mother said she wanted you to have this.
Så sagde min mor til mig, hun ønskede at du skulle have den her.
So I'm holding this old Bible in my hand.
Så jeg havde den her gamle bibel i min hånd.
It had to be 30 years old.
Den var i hvert fald 30 år gammel.
She had written everywhere in it.
Hun havde understreget overalt i den.
There were pages that were torn.
Der var sider som var sådan revet i stykker.
I'm looking at this.
Jeg så på det her.
And I said to this person,
og jeg sagde til den her person,
couldn't you at least have given me a new one?
Kunne du ikke i det mindste have givet mig en ny?
I said, what do I do now?
Hvad skal jeg gøre nu?
He said, open the book.
Åbne bogen.
I opened the book.
Jeg åbnede den.
And this is what it said.
Og det læste jeg.
In him all things were created.
I ham blev alting skabt.
And all things consist.
Og alting opretholdes ved ham.
Everything in heaven and everything in earth.
Alt i himlen og på jorden.
For it pleased the Father.
For det behagede faderen.
That all fullness should be in him, Jesus.
At hele fuldheden, helheden skulle være i ham, Jesus.
So I said to this loving voice,
så jeg sagde til den her kærlighedens stemme.
So you're Jesus.
Så du er altså Jesus.
And then I looked at the book.
Så jeg ned i bogen.
And you created me.
Og du skabte mig.
And then I heard.
Og så hørte jeg.
Surprise.
Overrasket.
And since that day,
siden denne dag,
I've traveled all over the world.
Så har jeg rejst over hele verden.
Preaching the gospel.
Og forkyndt evangeliet.
I don't look like a preacher.
Jeg ser ikke så ud som en prædikant.
But that's a good thing.
Men det er en god ting.
I'm just a cowboy saved by God. Hallelujah.
Jeg er bare en cowboy, som er frelst af Gud. Hallelujah.
And I'm part of God's big family.
Og jeg er en del af Guds store familie.
And since you are here today,
og siden du er her i dag,
you are part of God's big family too.
Så er du også en del af Guds familie.
So let's act like family for a minute.
Skal vi ikke bare lige være ligesom en familie?
Everybody stand up.
Lad os stå op.
Okay. We're going to teach you how family treats each other.
Jeg skal vise jer, hvordan familie behandler hinanden.
Everybody raise your hands like this.
Har du løftet din hånd som det
her? Come on, raise your hands like this.
Løft din hånd.
Okay, find somebody, give them a high five and say, you're the best, baby.
Find en og give ham en high five og sige, you're the best, baby.
You're the best, baby. And then you can sit down.
Nu må I gerne tage plads igen.
The Bible says this about God.
Bibelen siger det her om Gud.
God is love.
Gud er kærlighed.
And it also says that he is light and in him there is no darkness.
Der siges også, at han er lys, og i ham findes der intet mørke.
Now we all like love.
Vi kan alle sammen godt lide kærlighed.
And when the Bible says that God is love, he is love.
Og når Bibelen siger, at Gud er kærlighed, så er det sandt.
And I want to talk about this God of love today.
Jeg ønsker at tale om denne Gud af kærlighed i dag.
And I want to talk about his family.
Og hans familie.
That's us.
Det er os, som sidder her.
Now, what's interesting about a family?
Det er interessant omkring familie.
Is that you may not like everybody in it, but you're stuck with them.
Du kan måske ikke lide alle sammen i din familie, men du er bundet til dem alligevel.
You all have that weird uncle.
Jeg har alle sammen den her lidt skøre onkel.
You have that cousin who never is nice.
Denne her fætter, som aldrig rigtig er behagelig.
You've got these different relatives that always have their nose in the air looking down at you.
Og de her relationer og familiemedlemmer, som altid har næsen i sky og så ser ned på dig.
But you're still family.
Men du er stadigvæk i familie.
And hopefully, when things are difficult, family's there.
Og det hopefully, eller forhåbentlig, når livet er svært, så er familien der.
Now, God's family isn't perfect.
Guds familie er ikke perfekt.
I mean, we're all a mess.
Vi er alle sammen noget rod.
But Jesus is our Lord.
Men Jesus er vores Herre.
And his spirit lives within us.
Og hans ånd lever i os.
Because we've asked for his spirit to
fordi
live in
us. Vi har bedt om hans ånd.
And so a wonderful thing is happening in us.
Der sker noget underligt ind i os.
We're becoming more like him.
Vi bliver mere og mere lig ham.
A little bit more every day.
Lille smule mere hver dag.
And hopefully this God of love is becoming seen in our life.
Og forhåbentlig bliver denne Gud er kærlighed set gennem vores liv.
Now take your Bibles and I want to read a passage out of the Old Testament.
Tag din Bibel og så vil jeg læse et stykke ud af det gamle testamente.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10.
Zacharias' bog kapitel 4 og vers 10.
Go ahead.
De, der følte foragt for den ringe begyndelse, skal glæde sig, når de ser blystenen i Zerubabels hånd. Disse syv er Herrens øjne, der spejder ud over hele jorden.
Amen.
Amen.
God is in the small things.
Gud er i de små ting.
He never lets the small things stay small.
Han lader aldrig de mindre ting forblive mindre.
He's in the day of small beginnings.
Men han er altid der i begyndelsen af tingene.
He's the God of our dreams because he gives them to us.
Han er Gud af drømme, fordi han giver dem til os.
When I'm talking about a dream, I'm talking about his purpose, his plans.
Når jeg taler om guddommelige drømme, så taler jeg om hans formål, hans plan for os.
The God of small things.
Gud, som er den ringe begyndelse, kan man sige.
And God knows something about small things.
Og Gud kender til de små ting.
Because everything starts small.
Alt starter i det små.
A business starts small.
En forretning starter i det små.
A family starts small.
En familie starter som noget mindre.
Baby starts small.
Baby er små.
Everything starts small.
Alting starter i det små.
It's just the way it is.
Sådan er det bare.
But God doesn't intend for things to stay small.
Gud har ikke den hensigt, at det skal forblive småt.
He's the God who takes us on the journey with him.
Han er den Gud, som tager os med på en rejse sammen med ham.
He's in the small things.
Han er i de små ting.
And those small things can grow and become big things.
Og disse små ting kan vokse og blive store.
He knows something about small things that we don't know.
Han ved noget om de små ting, som vi ikke kender til.
For instance, when you start a business from the very beginning, there's usually struggle.
For eksempel når hvis du starter en forretning op, i starten er der temmelig sikkert problemer.
When you get married,
når du bliver gift,
you're so in love.
Så er du virkelig forelsket.
Until you find out real things about each other.
Indtil du finder ud af det rigtige ved din ægtefælle.
When I got married many many years ago.
Da jeg blev gift for mange mange år siden.
I knew that my wife was perfect.
Så vidste jeg at min kone var perfekt.
And I knew that I was not.
Og jeg vidste at det var jeg ikke.
And so the first problem that we had.
Det første problem der opstod.
She got mad at me.
Hun blev gal på mig.
Because I never picked up my socks off the floor.
Jeg aldrig tog min strømpe op af gulvet.
That made her upset.
Det gjorde hende sådan forarvet. Ja.
You come home.
Vi kunne komme hjem.
You throw your socks everywhere.
Du bare smed dine sokker rundt omkring.
And then I have to find them.
Så måtte jeg sådan gå og lede efter dem.
And she said, I'm tired of finding your socks here and here.
Jeg er træt af at finde dine sokker både her og der.
And I thought, well, this is a small thing.
Jeg tænkte, det er en mindre ting.
But it became a big thing.
Det blev en stor ting.
And so I changed.
Men så forandrede jeg mig.
I changed.
Jeg forandrede mig.
She said, here is the place where you put your dirty socks.
Så viste hun mig et sted, hvor jeg kunne placere mine beskidte sokker.
Okay, now that was a change.
Og det var en forandring.
And then she said,
så sagde hun,
and this is how you wash your dirty socks.
Og nu skal jeg vise dig, hvordan du vasker dine beskidte sokker.
And so I had to change.
Så måtte jeg forandre mig igen.
And then 2 years later,
2 år senere,
we had a baby.
Så havde vi en lille, en baby.
I have 5 children.
Jeg har 5 børn.
One wife.
En kone.
And the first baby,
den første baby,
this was amazing.
Det var helt fantastisk.
She knew everything about babies.
Hun vidste alt om babyer.
I knew nothing about babies.
Jeg vidste intet.
She taught me how to put on a diaper.
Hun viste mig, hvordan jeg skulle skifte en ble.
Every time I would put on a diaper, they would walk out of it.
Hver gang jeg placerede en ble på det her barn, så gik barnet simpelthen ud af den.
And then she'd say, no, you do it like this.
Og så viste hun mig, hvad man gjorde.
I said, but no, this is faster.
Og så sagde hun, nej, det her det er hurtigere.
I said, but they keep walking out of it.
Men de bliver ved med at løbe ud af den.
Okay, I'll do it your way.
Så gør jeg det på din måde.
By the time the fifth child came,
på det tidspunkt, da det femte barn kom,
I was the expert.
Så var jeg ekspert.
And now that I have 4 grandchildren,
nu har jeg 4 børnebørn,
I am the expert.
Så er jeg eksperten.
I tell my sons.
Jeg siger til mine sønner.
No. You have to do this.
Du skal bare gøre det på den og den måde.
They said, how did you learn this?
De siger, hvordan lærte du det?
I said, it was a revelation.
Det var en åbenbaring, sagde jeg.
They said, where did you get this revelation?
Hvor fik du den åbenbaring?
Is this something you got from God?
Er det noget, du fik fra Gud?
I said, no.
Nej.
Something even higher than God.
Noget, som er mere end Gud.
Your mother.
Din mor.
Everything small has to change.
Alt i det små skal forandres.
And it has to become big.
Og det skal blive stort.
And so even in our small things, when we struggle.
Selv i de der små ting, når vi har kampe.
God is in the midst of all of our life.
Så Gud er alligevel med.
He's helping us to go forward.
Han hjælper os med at komme fremad.
And then something else happened.
Og så sker der noget andet, eller skete der noget andet.
They began to get married.
De begyndte at blive gift.
And here I had this wonderful family.
Og nu havde jeg den her vidunderlige familie.
I had my kids the way I wanted them.
Jeg havde mine børn lige som jeg ville have dem.
If you believe that, it's not true.
Hvis du tror på det, så er det ikke sandt.
But then they get married.
Så blev de gift.
And they asked me when they were young, Dad, what is it that you want from us?
Og så spurgte de mig, hvad er det du ønsker af os?
When we choose someone to get married.
Når de valgte en at blive gift med.
I said I only have one request.
Jeg har bare et ønske.
You can marry anyone you want.
Du kan gifte dig med hvem du ønsker.
I just don't want any ugly grandchildren.
Jeg ønsker bare ikke nogen grimme børnebørn.
So they began to marry.
Så begyndte de at gifte sig.
And they chose the most amazing people.
Og de valgte de mest fantastiske mennesker.
One married someone from Peru.
En blev gift med en fra Peru.
Wow.
Wow.
The other one married someone from the Philippines.
En giftede sig med en filippiner.
And then worst of all.
Og det værste af det hele.
Someone married someone from Denmark.
En giftede sig med en dansker.
And now I have three grandchildren in Frederikssund.
Nu har jeg tre børnebørn i Frederikssund.
Wow.
Wow.
Small things keep growing.
De små ting bliver ved med at vokse.
That's just the way it is with God.
Sådan er det bare med Gud.
That's the way it is with our life.
Sådan er det med vores liv.
That's the way that it is with our dreams.
Og sådan er det med vores drømme.
In my search for truth.
I min søgen efter sandheden.
This God, Jesus, who came and spoke to me.
Denne Gud, Jesus, som kom og talte til mig.
Has been walking with me on this journey of life.
Havde vandret med mig på den her livsvandring.
Small things.
I de små ting.
Becoming big things.
Som blev store.
And I've had the privilege of traveling to many different places in the world.
Og jeg har haft privilegiet at rejse i rigtig mange områder af verden.
And it is a privilege.
Og det er et privilegie.
I don't take it for granted.
Det tager jeg ikke som en selvfølge.
But as I look at people in the Bible.
Men når jeg ser på de mennesker vi ser i Bibelen.
They all had small beginnings.
Så havde de alle sammen små begyndelser.
The Bible stories that we hear.
Disse bibelhistorier som vi hører.
People like Moses and Joseph.
Moses og Josef.
They had small beginnings in their lives.
De startede i det små.
Yet they became great leaders.
Men de blev store ledere.
There was even a time where there was a prophet who wasn't listening to God.
Der var på et tidspunkt en profet som ikke lyttede til Gud.
And he was riding a donkey.
Og han red på et æsel.
And God even used the donkey to speak to him.
Og Gud brugte selv æslet til at tale til ham.
He's the God of everything because he's created all.
Han er alle tings Gud fordi han har skabt det alt sammen.
You know what's interesting is I've had the opportunity to talk to some physicists.
Ved I hvad der er interessant? Jeg har haft muligheden for at tale med nogle af det
physicists.
Læger. Hvor er vi henne? Okay, specialister.
They're people who study the universe.
No, fysikere. Fysikere. Okay, yes.
They're people who study the universe.
Astronomer. Er det sådan? Er vi der? Alle I kloge unge mennesker. Hjælp mig. Og så jeg ikke står og bliver til grin for jer alle sammen. Astronomer, skal vi sige det? Fysikere er nogen, der siger.
Okay. Let's just make it simple.
Lad os gøre det enkelt.
They're smarter than me.
De er mere smarte end jeg er.
And I was in Oxford, England, and I was sitting down with some very smart people.
Jeg var i Oxford i England, og jeg var sammen med nogle meget intelligente mennesker.
And they had called some of us preachers together. They wanted to talk to us.
Og de har samlet en hel del prædikanter for at tale med os.
And this is what they said.
Og det var hvad de sagde.
We've come to our place in science.
Vi er kommet til et punkt i videnskaben.
Where we know how most things work.
Hvordan vi ved hvordan det meste fungerer.
But now we're at the very smallest particles.
Nu er vi nede i de mindste partikler.
And there are things that don't fit in science.
Og der er noget, som vi ikke kan få til at hænge sammen i videnskaben.
And so we're at the very, very smallest neutron.
Og vi er nede i de små neutroner.
And there are, they should be following certain rules of the universe, but they're not.
Og de skulle sådan ligesom følge nogle specielle regler, som er i universet, men det gør de bare ikke.
And as we began to search this out,
og da vi begyndte at undersøge det,
someone suggested to us that we needed to look at some passages in the Bible.
Så var der nogen, der foreslog, at vi skulle se på nogle passager i Bibelen.
And so we began to do that.
Og så det gjorde vi så.
And we began to see some comparisons with the Bible and with science that shocked us.
Og vi prøvede, og vi så nogle sammenfald med Bibelen og videnskaben, som gjorde chokerede os.
He said, for instance, here's some examples.
Her er nogle eksempler.
We have studied the universe.
Vi har studeret universet.
In our mathematical equations.
På en matematisk måde.
And we know that there are universes beyond this universe.
Og vi ved, der er universer bagved det, vi kan se og kender.
It's called the multi-universe theory.
Det multiuniverselle teorien.
But then our mathematics are telling us that there's something beyond that.
Og så kan vi finde ud af også, at der er noget endnu længere bagved.
All we know is that they are three things.
Vi ved bare, at det er tre ting.
We call them bands. They're like ribbons.
De er ligesom sådan nogle banner, nogle bånd.
We don't know what to call them.
Og vi ved ikke, hvad vi skal kalde dem.
We know that they're beyond the universes.
De er bagved universerne.
And our mathematics have told us that when these three touch.
Og vi har fundet ud af, at når de her tre ting, de berører hinanden.
Things are created.
Sker der ting, som bliver skabt.
And so we're wondering if the earth and everything in it, the universe, was created by these three things.
Og vi undrer os over, om jorden og det, der er omkring os, det var skabt af de her tre ting.
And they said, so we've come to a place where we can no longer rely on just our mathematical equations.
Så vi er kommet til det punkt, hvor vi ikke bare kan regne med vores matematiske udregninger.
But we have to go by something called faith.
Men vi må gå videre i det, vi kalder tro.
A belief that what we are seeing with all of our equations is real.
En antagelse, der hviler på, at alt, hvad vi har fundet ud af, at det er sandt.
And they said, do you know what this is?
Og ved du, hvad det er?
I said, yeah, I think I do.
Jeg tror, jeg ved det, ja.
I said, in the Bible, Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created everything.
I Bibelen så er det sådan, at treenigheden, Fader, Søn og Helligånd skabte alt.
Now you have to understand that these are some of the smartest men in the world.
De her, du må forstå, at det her det er nogle af de mest intelligente mennesker i verden.
And they're sitting down with us.
Og de sætter sig ned sammen med os.
Some different theologians.
Som forskellige teologer.
And we're talking about science and Bible.
Og vi taler om videnskab og Bibel.
And they're trying to explain some of the things that they see.
Og de prøver at forklare nogle af de ting, som de ser.
And as we enter into a discussion,
og når vi bevæger os ind i en diskussion,
they begin to go even a little bit more, and they explain it a little bit more.
Så begynder de at forklare det endnu dybere.
There's one particle that doesn't act like anything else in the universe.
Der er en partikel, som ikke gør som alle andre i universet.
But yet it seems that the universe is dependent upon it.
Men det ser ud som om at hele universet er underlagt det.
And we're wondering if actually most of the material in the universe is made from this thing.
Og vi undrer os på om det meste af det materiale vi ser i universet det er skabt ud fra det her.
It said it's not like the material that the earth is made.
Det er ikke det materiale vi ser at jorden består af.
This is something else.
Det er noget andet.
And we have big machines that have discovered that this thing is real.
Og vi har fundet ud af der er nogle maskiner som har fundet ud af at det her det er sandt.
And so we just want to tell you that we have given this thing a name.
Og vi vil bare sige til jer at vi har givet den her ting et navn.
This particle.
Det her partikel.
That seems to be holding the universe together.
Det ser ud til at holde det hele sammen.
They said, "Would you like to know what it is?"
Vil I vide, hvad det er?
I said, "Yes, please."
Yeah.
They said, "We call it the God particle."
Vi kalder det Gud-protokollen. A particle, okay, partiklen.
Because there's something about this God that's involved in all of this.
Der er noget med den her Gud, som er involveret i det hele.
So they say, we've gone to the very smallest things.
Vi er gået ned I de mindre ting.
And we've gone to the very biggest things.
Og vi er gået til de største ting.
We've looked at the mathematics for both.
Vi har set de matematiske principper for begge.
And we can see that things that are small come together and build things that are big.
Vi kan se, at de mindre ting, de har bygget sig op til at blive noget stort.
That's the way God is.
Det er den måde Gud er på.
Now, how does this affect you and me?
Og hvordan gør det effekt på dig og mig?
Everything that is small,
alt hvad der er småt,
will grow to be big.
Vil blive stort.
Babies grow to be big.
Babyer.
You Vikings are much taller than most of us Americans.
I vikinger er meget højere end os amerikanere.
I couldn't believe it when God sent me to Sweden.
Jeg kunne ikke tro det den gang at Gud han sendte mig til Sverige.
I kept looking up at people.
Jeg blev ved med at kigge opad på folk.
They kept looking down at me.
Og de så ned på mig.
Finally I said, "How's the weather up there?"
Til sidst sagde, "Hvordan er vejret deroppe?"
The Bible says this about Jesus.
Bibelen siger det her om Jesus.
It says that he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all things.
Han er alfa og omega, begyndelsen og enden på alting.
It means that he's the God at the very beginning of your life.
Det betyder, at han er Gud ved begyndelsen af dit liv.
And he's the God at the very end of your life.
Og ved afslutningen af dit liv er han også Gud.
Because as Christians we believe that Jesus is Lord.
Som kristne, der tror vi på, at Jesus er herre.
That can sound like it's a very mean God, but you have to understand that God is love.
Men I må forstå, at Gud han er kærlighed.
If this Jesus is immune from time, time does not affect him.
Han er immun for tiden. Tiden den gør ikke ind eller effektueres på ham.
He walked with us on earth for a time.
Han vandrer sammen med os for en tid her på jorden.
But the Bible says that when he was resurrected, he's now at the right hand of the Father.
Men Bibelen fortæller os, at da han opstod fra de døde, så er han ved faderens højre hånd.
And that everything that is upheld by him.
Og alt bliver opretholdt af ham.
But it also says that he's the beginning and the end.
Det siges også, at han er begyndelsen og enden.
And he formed you and I.
Og han har skabt du og jeg.
Now listen to this.
Prøv lige at høre her.
This is the way God is.
Det er sådan at Gud er.
He knows our end.
Han kender afslutningen.
That's our omega.
Det er omega.
But he looks through that.
Han ser igennem det.
To our beginning.
Til vores begyndelse.
And he begins to pull us gently to his plans and purposes in our life.
Og han begynder at trække os hen til sine formål og hensigter.
And again, the Bible says this.
Og så siger Bibelen,
all things work for the good of them.
Og så siger Bibelen, alting samvirker til gode for dem,
who love God,
som elsker Gud,
and who are called according to His purposes.
Og som er kaldet i forhold til hans formål.
And so this wonderful God is pulling us gently to plans and purposes that will bless us and help us.
Så denne her gentle, kærlige Gud, han trækker os hen til vores formål.
Okay, he's a good God.
Han er en god Gud.
He's a good God. Okay, can you take your hand like this?
Okay.
Lift it up like this. Lift it up like this. Now I want you to gently hit someone in the shoulder and say, "He's a good God."
Lige så forsigtigt slår I en på skulderen og siger, "Han er en god."
He's a good God.
Han er en god ven.
Whatever the end of life is supposed to look like.
Hvad end så afslutningen af livet vil indebære.
The outcome of our dreams.
udkommet, resultatet af vores drømme.
The things that you have in your heart.
De ting du bærer i hjertet.
He's the God who wants to prosper us and help us to fulfill and to accomplish those things.
Gud, han ønsker at vi skal vokse og blive rigere i forhold til at komme ind i de ting som han har foran os.
Do we have a free will? Yes, we do.
Har vi en fri vilje? Ja.
But because we love him,
men fordi vi elsker ham,
we know that his plans and his purposes are good for us also.
Så ved vi at hans planer, hans formål med os, det er bare godt.
Does that mean that we can resist him? Yes.
Betyder det at vi kan stå ham imod? Ja, det gør det.
But we do want the God of love.
Men vi ønsker denne kærlighedens Gud.
This isn't about control.
Det har ikke noget at gøre med kontrol.
This is about love.
Det har noget med kærlighed at gøre.
There was a young man in the Bible who had a very small beginning.
Der var en mand i Bibelen som havde en meget ringe begyndelse.
There was a war between the armies of Israel and the Philistines.
Der var en kamp mellem israelitterne og filisterne.
This happened long ago.
Det er mange år siden.
And there was this huge giant named Goliath.
Og så var det den her kæmpe som hed Goliat.
And he came out every day for 6 weeks.
Og han stod frem hver eneste dag i 6 uger.
Challenging the whole army to send one man.
Udfordrede hele den israelske hær til at bare sende en enkelt mand.
And he would defeat them.
Og så ville han besejre dem.
Send your champion.
Send den, ham der er den stærkeste.
And if he wins,
og hvis han vinder,
then this war is yours.
Så har I vundet krigen.
If I win,
hvis jeg vinder,
this war is ours.
Så har vi vundet krigen.
And so for 6 weeks solid.
Så i 6 uger så.
No one challenged him.
Var der ingen der udfordrede ham?
Until the day came when there was a young man named David.
Indtil der kom den dag, hvor der var en ung mand som hed David.
Who heard this giant?
Som hørte på den her gigant.
And the Bible says that this man was almost 3 meters tall.
Og Bibelen siger at denne mand var 3 meter høj næsten.
And he said, "Who does this man think he is?"
Og han sagde, David, hvem tror den mand han er?
And so the king of the Israelites and people in the army said, David wants to fight this guy.
Israeliternes konge fik at vide, at ham her David, han ønsker at kæmpe mod den her kæmpe.
Very young teenager.
Sådan en ung teenager.
Gonna take on a big giant.
Han ville angribe den her store gigant.
Never been in a war.
Aldrig været i en krig.
Who does he think he is?
Hvem tror han, han er?
Jante.
Jante.
Who does he think he is?
Janteloven. Hvem tror du er?
But they didn't understand this about David.
Men de forstod ikke det her omkring David.
In his small beginning.
I de små begyndelsesdage i hans
liv. He was taking care of sheep every single day.
Han var forhyrde.
Now taking care of sheep is very boring.
At tage hånd om får er meget kedeligt.
In that day there was no PlayStation, no Game Boys.
I de dage var der ikke nogen PlayStation eller Game Boy.
There's no iPads.
Ingen iPads.
There's no smartphones.
Ingen smartphones.
The only thing he had was a slingshot.
Han havde bare en slynge.
And so for hours and hours.
For i timevis.
When he's watching these sheep.
Når han vogtede fårene.
And the only thing that sheep do is eat.
Og det eneste får de gør, det er æde.
And they sleep.
Og så sover de.
So every single day he's out there learning.
Så kunne han øve sig med den her slynge.
Practicing with the slingshot.
Ja.
And the Bible says that he killed a bear, he killed a lion.
Og Bibelen fortæller os om at han både dræbte løver og bjørne.
So when the day came,
så den dag, da dagen kom,
here's this big giant.
Så kommer den her store gigant.
He throws his slingshot.
Så bruger han slyngen.
And he kills this thing with one shot.
Så dræber han den her mand med et kast.
And immediately the small beginning becomes a big thing.
Pludselig bliver den her lille ting, en lille begyndelse, noget kæmpestort.
And after a few years David becomes king of the whole nation.
Og efter få år så blev David konge i hele nationen.
Here's the point.
Her er pointen.
The God of the universe.
Universets Gud.
The one who starts with the small.
Ham som begynder i det små.
Who goes for the big.
Som sigter mod det store.
Has such love for you and I.
har en sådan kærlighed til dig og mig.
That he is willing to work in our days of small beginning and help us to have days of big and prosperous.
Han er villig til at være der og arbejde sammen med os i de små begyndelsesdage og arbejde os fremad.
That's who Jesus is.
Det er sådan Jesus er.
That's the God that we serve.
Det er den Gud, som vi tjener.
And when it comes to the church, this big family.
Og når det kommer til kirken, den store familie.
All right, take your finger like this.
Kan du holde din finger som sådan?
Just point it at somebody.
Pege den mod nogen.
And say this to them, we're still family.
Og sige, vi er stadigvæk familie.
We're still family.
Vi er stadigvæk familie.
In the early church,
i den første kirke,
when Jesus went up to heaven to be with the Father,
i den tid, hvor Jesus han opstod og var sammen med faderen,
the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit to help and to guide us and to live within us.
Så sendte faderen og sønnen Helligånden til at hjælpe os i hverdagen, til at lede os.
And this Holy Spirit takes from what is Jesus and makes it known to us.
Og Helligånden tager det, som hører Jesus til, og gør det kendt for os.
It was something that when they felt this wonderful presence of God called the Holy Spirit.
Det var sådan, at dengang at de oplevede, erfarede denne vidunderlige Helligånd.
It felt just like being with Jesus.
Så var det som om de var sammen med Jesus.
And so in the early church, there are certain things, the way that they acted and responded to each other.
Og i den første kirke var der bestemte måder, at de reagerede i forhold til hinanden.
120 believers.
Der var 120 troende.
On the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 people who gave their life to Jesus.
På den første pinsedag, der var der 3,000 mennesker, som gav deres liv til Jesus.
That was the birth of the church in Jerusalem.
Det var ligesom menighedens fødsel.
And now the church worldwide, Christians are over 3 billion.
Og i dag på verdensplan, der er de kristne over 3 milliarder.
Are they all perfect? No.
Er de alle perfekte? Nej.
Do they have problems? Yes.
Men de har problemer, ja.
But they're still family.
Men de er stadigvæk familie.
Like your family.
Ligesom din familie.
And I'm part of your family.
Og jeg er en del af jeres familie.
I always say it like this.
Jeg siger det altid på den her måde.
I'm the weird uncle you never wanted but always deserved.
Jeg er den her skøre onkel, som du aldrig har ønsket, men alligevel har fortjent.
If you have a grillfest, I'll show up.
Hvis du har en grillfest, så vil jeg komme.
If you're having coffee and wienerbrød and I smell it, I'll show up.
Hvis du har kaffe og wienerbrød, så vil jeg komme.
If you're having good smørbrød.
Hvis du har noget fint smørbrød.
I'm gonna show up, hallelujah.
Så vil jeg gerne komme, hallelujah.
It's family.
Sådan er familien.
But let's look in the Bible, Acts chapter 4.
Lad os se på Apostlenes Gerninger 4.
And give me just a few more minutes.
Og giv mig lige et par minutter mere.
This is about the early church, the family.
Det handler om den første kirke, familien.
This God of the God particle.
Denne Gud af Gudpartiklen.
This God who's created the multi-universe.
Denne Gud, som har skabt multiuniverset.
This God who's with us today.
Denne Gud, som er hos os i dag.
This God who created a people in this earth who would love him and love each other.
Som skabte et folk på denne jord, som ville elske ham og elske hinanden.
And this is the way they acted toward each other in the early church.
Og det var den måde, de behandlede hinanden i den første kirke.
Verse 32 through 37.
Alle de, som var kommet til tro, var et i hjerte og sind. Ingen anså det, de ejede for, hvad deres personlige ejendom, alt var fælleseje. Med overbevisende kraft fortalte apostlerne om, hvordan Jesus var genopstået fra de døde, og Guds nåde og velsignelse var over dem alle. Ingen manglede noget, for mange af dem, der ejede hus eller ejendom, solgte det og afleverede pengene til apostlerne, som så delte pengene ud til dem, der havde behov for at modtage hjælp. Der var en troende levit, som hed Josef, og var fra Kypern. Apostlen gav ham tilnavnet Barnabas, det betyder trøsteren. Han solgte en mark, han havde, og afleverede pengene til apostlene.
And so in the early church,
så i den første kirke,
they acted like a family.
Så var de ligesom en familie.
They acted like friends.
De var ligesom venner.
They ate together.
De spiste sammen.
They had fellowship together.
De havde fællesskab sammen.
They experienced this wonderful Holy Spirit, this presence of God.
De erfarede den her vidunderlige nærhed af Gud Helligånden.
They experienced this supernatural power where God would touch people and he would heal them.
De oplevede den her overnaturlige kraft som ville berøre dem.
They would pray, God would answer.
De ville bede og Gud svarede.
That's the God that we serve.
Det er den Gud vi tjener.
That's the God who leads his church.
Det er den Gud som leder hans kirke.
And so the church isn't just a thing.
Kirken er ikke bare en ting.
It's a family.
Det er en familie.
Start small.
Starter i det små.
Now it's big.
Nu er den stor.
Just like your life.
Ligesom dit liv.
Starting with the small thing.
Starter i den lille ringe begyndelse.
Now moving to the big thing.
Bevæger sig mod det store.
So let me end with this.
Lad mig afslutte med det her.
Truth.
Sandhed.
Lots of different voices.
Der er mange forskellige røster.
It is said that we have the ability to come in contact with over 3,000 videos every day.
Det siges, at vi er i stand til at kunne se omkring 3,000 videoer om dagen.
And on Facebook.
Og på Facebook.
If you just had 300, 400 friends on Facebook.
Hvis du har 300-400 venner på Facebook.
You'll get information that will be around 400 to 1,000 posts of information.
Så vil du få informationer, som ligger mellem 400 og 1,000 posteringer om dagen.
And everybody has an opinion.
Og alle har en mening.
And everybody wants to say something.
Og alle vil sige noget.
And so we get there's a community of voices in the world that are shouting and yelling at us.
Der er en forsamling af stemmer og røster, der råber og skriger efter os.
But if we clear all the voices away,
hvis vi ligesom renser ud i alt det her,
there's one heart cry that is in most of us.
Og så er der et skrig, som er i hver eneste af os, i de fleste.
Does any of this make sense?
Er der nogen mening med det hele?
Isn't there anything that is truth?
Er der noget, der hedder sandhed?
Isn't there anything that is real?
Er der noget, der er realiteter i?
If you find it,
hvis du finder det,
then you can believe it.
Så kan du tro det.
Jesus says this about himself.
Jesus sagde sådan om sig selv.
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Jeg er vejen, sandheden og livet.
That's who he says he is.
Det sagde han om sig selv.
And as a family,
som familie,
we want to live in that loving relationship.
Og som familie ønsker vi at være i det her kærlighedens fællesskab.
So everybody stand up.
Skal vi rejse os?
Just stand up.
Bare lad os rejse os.
Okay. So I just want you to join hands together right now.
Lad os tage hinanden i hånden.
Just join hands together right now. Go ahead, it isn't going to hurt you.
Gå så videre, og det vil ikke skade dig.
Just close your eyes. Because I'm not that good looking. Just close your eyes.
Luk dine øjne, for jeg ser ikke så godt ud.
And I'm going to pray for you.
Så vil jeg bede for dig.
Holy Spirit, I thank you.
Helligånd, jeg takker dig.
That you are here right now.
At du er her nu.
And that you are with your family.
Og du er sammen med din familie.
A family that you have created upon the earth.
En familie, som du har skabt på jorden.
And we thank you that you are touching every heart right now.
Berøret hvert hjerte nu, netop nu.
We ask that you would reveal yourself to them.
Og jeg beder om, du åbenbarer dig for enhver.
And that they will feel your peace coming upon them.
Og de må kende, at din fred kommer over dem.
Holy Spirit, I pray, touch all of them today.
Helligånd, jeg beder, at du berører alle her i dag.
Where they can feel your peace, your love, your kindness.
At de må føle din fred og din kærlighed og din venlighed.
And Lord, we are joined together in you.
Og vi er sammen i dig.
At the end of time, it says this.
I endens tid vil det være sådan.
Every knee shall bow.
Et hver knæ skal bøje sig.
Every tongue shall confess.
Og en hver tunge skal bekende.
That Jesus is Lord.
At Jesus Kristus er Herre.
And so now, God.
Så nu Gud.
We ask that you bless and you touch these people.
Så beder vi om, at du velsigner And you help. Og berøre disse mennesker.
And you help them to go forward.
Og hjælpe dem med at bevæge sig fremad.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Can you say amen? The Christians say amen.
Kan du sige amen? Det gør de kristne nemlig.
Okay. Now, all right, just do this for me one more time. Lift one hand like this.
Løft en hånd.
Now I want the newcomers and the people in this church just to walk around for a minute, give a high five to three people and say, you're still the best, baby.
Jeg ønsker alle, der er nye her, og alle dem, som har været her i lang tid, gå rundt og sige til en 3-4 stykker, du er stadigvæk den bedste.
Just do that right now.